Pakistan continued to dominate the first test against New Zealand as the visitors failed to make a single session count on day three in Abu Dhabi. Tom Latham fought a lone battle as the remaining New Zealand batsman faltered against a disciplined bowling attack. He made 103, his maiden test century, before his side were bowled out for 263. Pakistan decided against enforcing the follow-on and closed on 15 without loss in their second innings. Stephanie Taylor scored 95 and took 2 for 45, but ended up on the losing side as Australia women won the first one-day international against the West Indies women by 3 wickets in Sydney. After the West Indies posted 240 for 8 batting first, Australia captain Meg Lanning also scored 95, and Australia reached their target with just 3 balls to spare. Sri Lanka have added experienced coaches Trevor Penny and Jeremy Snape to their team to help them build up to the Cricket World Cup. Snape played 10 ODIs in a 2020 international for England before moving into coaching, where he specialises in sports psychology. Zimbabwean Penny was most recently employed by the BCCI, having also worked under Duncan Fletcher with England and in a previous stint with Sri Lanka. The ECB has confirmed the schedule for next year's Women's Ashes series between England and Australia in a multi-format series. The two sides will play one test, 3 one-day internationals and 3 2020 internationals, with the side gaining most points winning the Ashes. 2 points will be on offer for each ODI or T20 victory, and a test victory will earn 4 points, reduced from the 6 points on offer in the last 2 events.